Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
We've got a story today in the paper about area superintendents calling on guidelines for a school, and that's a full school reopening.
There was a group letter that was sent out yesterday, and this is from representatives of school districts all around the capital region, like 90-plus superintendents, basically pressing state officials, especially at the Department of Health and the Department of Education, saying, as we're going forward, looking at September and the next school year, we're hoping to have a full return to in-person schooling for the first time in over a year to get all the students back. But they say that this is really a critical time for them, that they need to start planning, and they've got a lot of work to do. They say that it's impossible based on all the restrictions that are in current state health guidelines having to do with COVID. They're given the deadline to the state saying, we need to have this guidance updated by May 15th by the Department of Health. A couple of areas they're really talking about have to do with social distancing rules, saying the current rules right now, there's no way that will allow a full return, especially for secondary students and high school students, where the students have a wide variety of courses during the day, and it's just really hard to keep them together under these new cohorting rules that require groups of students to stay together throughout the day. And the other areas they're looking at is the busing and the school lunches. They say that the rules right now will make it impossible. So they're saying, if you want us to move forward with this in person for everybody, we need to get going on this.
From there to the state's highest court, which has blocked snowmobile trails in the Adirondacks.
Yeah, so yesterday was a real big decision in terms of a long-standing 8-9 year legal battle between a couple of environmental groups and the state DEC and APA, having to do with some snowmobile trails that they call connector trails. These are some trails that the state has been pursuing and cutting that sort of link up some different areas within the Adirondack Park that are very popular for long-distance snowmobile usage in the wintertime. And so the ruling yesterday was basically saying, you know what, this state plan to cut these really wide connector trails violates a long-standing, quote-unquote, forever wild clause in the Forest Preserve that really limits the clear cutting and the heavy cutting of timber in the Adirondacks. So this rule basically stops this plan that DEC has had where they're cutting these trails and says, you know what, they can't do it anymore. It's a major victory for the environmental groups who have been fighting this, but it was a big setback to a lot of the local government groups and a lot of local officials who say this ruling will effectively cripple their efforts to try to expand winter tourism in particular.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Miles, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Take care, David.